Good afternoon. My name is Paul Caruso. I'm from Geiger Key. 5 months ago, I asked the question, who changed the 2004 ACUs and why it was changed, and who from Monroe County asked for the changes? After 5 months of research, Freedom of Information Act requests, Florida public records inquiries, I think we have the answers. Number one, under certain policies of the Navy, I have filed for Freedom of Information Act requests in regard to documents, conversations, anything dealing with the Florida Keys Defense Alliance in relation to the ACU study and the changes from 2004 to 2007. You have copies of the documents, but I can read it quickly. And the Navy has responded by, we don't have any documents, number one. Number two, I also requested information on who from Monroe County, any communication between commissioners, city manager, or county managers, any county employees. I requested any documents, any notes relating to the changes from the 2004 ACUs to the 2007 ACUs. Again, I have a response from the Navy. The dog ate my homework. We don't have any documents. Now, under the law, the Navy law, they are required to keep exact records of any changes discussed, any notes, any phone conversations, any meetings relating to any ACUS changes are supposed to be kept in a separate folder at the base. What this does is make sure that something like this doesn't happen. It allows the public, the county, the commissioners, anyone to have access to those documents so we can understand how the changes are being made. We've heard from Jim Scholl telling us that the changes were made to help the people who are flying the aircraft take a left-hand turn and take a right-hand turn. It's more accommodating. We've been doing this for years. And we've also seen the documents on the website, as far as the Key West documents on the website, which basically review the same type of dramatic information that we're getting during the previous interviews with the commanders. What I have is, I have original documents from the Florida Keys Defense Alliance. Commissioners have all been supplied with them. Here we have handwritten notes from David Paul Horan, who is the president of the Florida Keys Defense Alliance, outlining exactly what happened and what changes were made and why they were made. I'm not sure Jim is here, but I guess he's not. But in these documents, and they're available on the website, stoptheplanes.com, you will see how literally they manipulated the system, both from getting grant money that was supposed to be used for BRAC support systems for the city of Key West and Monroe County. They utilized the grant money to pay retired Admiral Robert Natter, who was a consultant for the Navy and also retired Admiral, as I said. Again, all of these documents are all original documents. They're all in the hands of the commissioners. They're in the hands of the press, and they're on the website. I could go through and read some, but after hearing most of the people who are basically expressing their personal views, I think that would be sufficient except for one. One of the problems that we had in the past was we were told that there was an agitators list, and all of a sudden they said there was no agitators list. This may be cause of concern for everybody. In 2005, David Paul Horan and the Florida Keys Defense Alliance requested the actual documents from the Navy, and Scholl delivered the names of people who had complained previously. That is very important to all of us, whether you're in the Navy League, whether you live in Key West, Key Haven, or whatever. But the documents will show. You can call your commissioners. They'll be happy to review the documents with you. Or if you need me to sit down with you and review the documents, I'll be glad to do it. But these documents here are stunning. The second question was, who from Monroe County actually wanted to promote this change? I don't want to accuse anybody, so let me read you this. First of all, Jim Scholl said There were never any communications done with anybody from Monroe County without his knowledge. So far, out of the documents I have, which I've only gone through 50 pages, 33 days, 47 and a half hours of communication between Jim Scholl and the Florida Keys Defense Alliance. One of our commissioners, 20 days, 22 hours conversation on the documents concerning the changes dealing with Enchanted Isle and moving the ACUs and the decibel levels away from Enchanted Isle so they could provide the necessary documents to HUD to get guaranteed financing and to be able to go ahead with Enchanted Isle. I don't want to say who the commissioner is, except for the commissioner, because the documents are out in the press now. They're going to be in the press tomorrow, in the papers tomorrow. Thank you very much.
There's a question. We have a question here.
Who is the commissioner?
I've always been accused of inciting.
Okay.
Commissioner Spearhart.
Okay. I have two questions.
The documents from January 11th, 05 to 228.05. I'm sorry, 114.05 to 214.05, 20 days of documents, which are outlined in the documents, conversations with then Mayor Spihar regarding changing or helping change the ACUS map or get them, I guess, codified. I am not sure, but it goes on and on and on.
May I ask
you
something?
Sure.
In what part did I play?
I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not here as a judge or a jury. I was told to bring documents that would substantiate the claim that the ACUS is invalid. It was manipulated by someone from Monroe County and Jim Scholl. Jim Scholl, Ron Dean. I have a list of the people that are involved. Jim Scholl, David Paul.
I have one more question over here.
Second question. Are you also telling me that an admiral got paid off to do some monkey business? That's what I read out of what you just told me.
What I just told you was retired Admiral Natter.
Okay.
Natter. Was hired by the Florida Keys Defense Alliance to lobby for the changes after the changes were made because they knew they could not get the documents approved of the normal channel. When you look at the appointments that Natter had made in regard to the changes of the ACUS in support of the Florida Keys Defense Alliance, it went all the way up to John McCain, it went to more senators, it went to higher admirals. It's all in the documents. This is not hearsay. This is not harangue. This is the truth. You want the truth?
Okay,
I'm giving you the truth.
Commissioner has another question.
I definitely feel that I have the right to ask.
Don't ask me. Ask David Paul Horan.
I'm asking you the documents that you have.
Yes.
Am I accused of this at the time that I was mayor? And because I was mayor and someone had something to do, I am accused of this? Did I attend meetings or do you have... Fun, what do you have? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you have a package of documents on your desk, and what I've done is I've read directly from the documents. These are David Paul Horan's documents. These are internal documents which he has sent to Enterprise Florida to make sure they got reimbursed for the money or the grant that was allowed to them.
Okay.
So if you have any questions in regard to what your position was, I think David Paul Horan, are you here? I guess he's not here either.
This is not that kind of a session. Commissioner,
well, yes, I have
Paul, I don't have a question. My only, it's a comment. I didn't hear any accusations being made by the speaker, and I didn't hear any comments that would lead you to believe that someone was taking bribes. I mean, it seems like is it Mr. Caruso was making comments. So please don't get defensive, guys.
I am defensive because I have been accused of so many hours.
Well, you neither.
I didn't accuse you of that.
Will you show me where this is?
I have documents right here.
Okay.
Will you...
Next speaker, please.
Okay.
Will you
That's
come
enough.
Here, though, and show me where it is in this packet?
I'll tell you what.
That's right. You two want to get... Commissioner Spihar, want to go in the next room with him?
Oh.